Good morning. Welcome to the Wake Up Kid podcast. I hope your day, however long you've been at it, is going wonderfully. I hope you're having the best day of your life. And I'm excited to talk some more today about the fact that guilty sinners need a savior so that we can go to heaven, so we can be part of God's family, so we can live with him forever. We can't save ourselves. We talked about that yesterday, how Jesus is the one and only person in the entire history of the universe who can save us from our sin. We're going to talk about that some more today. It's really my favorite subject. But before we do, here comes a weird joke of the day.
Hey, Owen.
Yep.
How are Walt's teeth like stars?
I don't know. How are they like stars?
They come out at night.
Hey, kid. Wake up and realize that we are all sinners. Every person has disobeyed God. And no sinner can be forgiven, adopted into God's family. No sinner can get to heaven on their own. We all need a Savior to save us. And the only one who can save us from our sin is Jesus Christ himself. See, he never sinned. So his death, it wasn't a punishment that he earned. It was him taking the punishment that we deserve. And Jesus isn't just a human. He is also God. So his death was enough to pay for all of your sin and all of my sin and for all of the sins of every person who has ever lived or ever will live. Jesus is the only Savior. And when he saves us from the punishment we deserve for our sin so that we don't have to be punished forever. Romans 6:23 says, the wages of sin is death. That word death there is the idea of not just dying once, our body dying, but spending forever dying because of the sin that we've done. And that's the punishment we earned. That's the wages of our sin is death. But, that's the rest of the verse, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. We earned a punishment that should last forever. But if we turn away from our sin and we trust Jesus to save us, God gives us eternal life instead. John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That word perish there means to be destroyed, to spend forever being destroyed. But if a person believes on Jesus, that means trusting him, putting your faith in him, trusting you to save him, turning away from your sin and turning to him. The person that does that will not perish. They don't have to be destroyed forever and spend forever being destroyed. Instead, they get to live forever with God. Even though our bodies will die one day, people adopted into God's family will not spend forever being destroyed. Instead, we get to spend forever living with him.